The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
My husband, DJ Automatic's friend, thinks he's a weirdo, and I'd like to discuss this right now. Good morning. We're the Dana Cortez Show from the T-Mobile studios. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I like to look at a lot of different stuff on the internet.
Wait a minute. Wait, when you said different, I already knew where you were going. Go ahead, Automatic. Jeez.
All right. So I found this page that has a lot of different CIA conspiracy theories. And sometimes I will send Dana different things just because it's interesting to read. I have another friend named Dana. He's a man. And this Dana is a writer. He writes for a lot of different publications. I'm not going to say which ones. But he's in sports and music, and he does news. He's a serious journalist.
Now we're going to Google him.
Yeah. I sent him the story I meant to send Dana. And he wrote me back when he saw it. Oh.
Dang.
The embarrassment I felt when this guy just said, and I haven't talked to him since. I saw him last night at the game, and he didn't even say anything to me.
You're kidding. He's a guy. You guys chat for hours. See what I mean? You with these weird, crazy conspiracy YouTube don't make any sense. You get on your mom for sending this stuff out, yet you're the one sending it to a serious writer.
It was meant to go to you. So you could understand the mind control that the CIA has.
First of all, I don't want your stupid conspiracy videos.
Saying it out loud is just even worse.
I don't want your. I don't look at them. I don't want to see them. So don't send me any, and then you won't make those kind of mistakes.
I'm not the only person who makes this kind of mistake. You've sent the wrong text to the wrong person.
Also, if your friend's name is Dana, I think he's gone through this a couple times. You know, it's not the first time he's received, you know, a message.
I have sent him other Dana texts that I haven't, but this one was a little bit different.
Well, what kind of other text? Like, I love you, baby. Like,
no, I've never sent him that one.
Yeah, I think those are more embarrassing than just sending him conspiracy theories. The conspiracy theories ain't that wild anymore. Everybody has one. So, yeah, dude, I don't, you know, that's, you should feel a little embarrassed because, you know, you're an intimate moment, but shame on him for making you feel like that.
Have you ever sent somebody the wrong text message, Anthony A., and you better know exactly what I'm talking about.
What?
You sent me a text message you meant for your girl.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I forgot about that. Yeah, the girl I was dating, her initials were also DC, so then sometimes it would pop up in my phone as DC. So, you know, accidental messages happen, bro, and it's a funny thing. It's like, it's hilarious. Cause look, now we have this awkward conversation that I, you know, you reminded me of a girlfriend from 3 years ago.
I forgot our relationship started on a text, Dana.
Automatic, if it hadn't been for your weird mistakes and your weird text messages, we wouldn't even be married.
That's right. Wait, hold on. What do you mean it started on an accidental message?
I sent Dana a text message. I don't know why.
You were at the club.
It was in the middle of the night, and I was like, oh, dang. And I didn't, at this time, I didn't know Dana that well. It really was an accidental text. And then she hit me back like, oh, okay, blah, blah, blah. And then we just ended up starting to like text and talk back and forth.
And then we had a baby.
Oh, that's a conspiracy theory in itself right there.
All right, Anthony A., what do we have for National Day?
Today, we have the start of the Chinese Lunar New Year. All right, this is marking the year of the snake. This is one of the, if not the biggest celebration in the world, celebrated by over a billion people.
Nice. All right, next.
And we're going to wrap it up on National Corn Chip Day. All right. We're not talking about tortilla chips. We're talking about corn chips, y'all.
And they're not the same. And I'm going to stand on business with this. Okay. A corn chip is like a Frito. A tostada is like a corn tortilla. And they are different. At me if you don't agree.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Blood and Money Mansion in River Oaks is for sale right now for $5.2 million.
Whew.
Now, I can't buy the house. But if... I don't know if we had this money, would we live there after knowing what happened inside here? A woman named Joan Robinson, an equestrian daughter of an oil tycoon, Ash Robinson, married a well-known plastic surgeon named John Hill. And the couple had a son. They had all kinds of parties, you know, but the marriage was kind of on the rocks.
Uh-huh.
I think he was like messing around or something. And in 1969, Miss Robinson suddenly died. She had this illness and then she just died.
Ooh.
And her father was convinced that John Hill, the plastic surgeon she married, had poisoned her.
Oh.
And Hill was actually charged with murder for failing to seek medical care in a timely fashion.
Oh, so she was dying and he didn't do anything about it.
And then he married a second wife and divorced her less than a year later. And even before his trial, there was a third wife. There's a lot going on with Mr. Hill. And now people say that there are ghosts.
It's an amazing property.
We'll post some photos. I just don't know. With all of the things that went on inside this house, there were police called and like fights in here. And I'm talking through the decades. That's just one of the crazy things that's happened inside this home. I can feel energy and through I don't know that I could sleep. I can feel it through the internet just reading this story. Yes.
The aura is thick of this house.
Not only that, I think about the woman. I mean, these are real people. It's not just a story. This woman lost her life. Her father really thought this man killed my daughter. And turns out, you know, he was not a good person.
I mean, RIP to her, but I lived in the projects. People have died there and I could live in this house.
Oh, automatic.
Really? Yeah. I think with more female ghosts hunting, there would be better fixtures and better taste.
Better decor. You don't like the leopard.
No, dude.
Dude, I feel like that. If you got a house like this, you're going gaudy, go all the way gaudy.
This looks like straight from the Great Depression, dude. This is wild, bro.
Or the Great Gatsby.
More the Great Gatsby, DJ Automatic. This stuff in here is worth so much money. The floors are original. It's got those old school black and white floors. River Oaks is a multi-million dollar neighborhood. Folks drive by there, and during Halloween, like during that month of October, people will camp out and take photos in front of the house. Just for that reason alone, I don't know if I could buy this house.
The house doesn't scare me even a little bit.
Do you remember our home was haunted, this last house we had? I swear to you, the guest room, the closet was a portal to the other world. It was a portal to another.
At first, I thought they were crazy because I was like, you guys, why are you talking about this?
My daughter and Automatic would just like, whatever. He would just dismiss us.
And then
we'd
have other people come over to the house and they were like, what's up with that closet in the guest room? And I was like, nothing. Why?
When they would stay, they said they felt something.
So my mom said something. Dana's mom said something. We had a friend say something. And so maybe I never saw anything.
No, because one night, Ava Matic and I left. And Otto called me. He said, Dana, I hear footsteps upstairs. And from that moment on,
it was probably a raccoon in the attic.
No, and I said, go look. And what did you say?
We're moving.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so we're going to talk about Selena Gomez posting a video that has been highly controversial. There's a lot of changes going on in the country right now. There are images of people being picked up, mass deportation throughout the country. And regardless of how you feel about it, I think each person is entitled to having their own feelings, their own personal feelings. I'm going to play the audio from Selena Gomez and explain why I believe she posted it. Take a listen.
I just wanted to say that I'm so sorry. All my people are getting attacked. The children. They don't understand. I'm so sorry. I wish I could do something, but I can't. I don't know what to do.
Selena Gomez is one of the most followed people in the world. And she is also the product of undocumented people. So her family came here.
It hits close to her.
In the back of a truck. And so she has a different feeling about what's happening. I want to give her the grace of allowing her to express herself and also just say, you know, nobody wants bad people here in this country. Nobody. But seeing her and how successful she is, what a sweetheart she is, the amount of money she gives to various charities, you realize that not all people who come here are bad people. And so that's where I think it hurt her heart, is because her family, they didn't do things the right way. And they're good people. They're hardworking people. They've contributed to society. So she's just really in a different space than a lot of others. She made a documentary about this, I think about 4 years ago, where she spoke very openly about her family. Give her a little grace. And also give each other the right to feel what we need to feel without being hateful. There's been too much hate toward one another, and there just needs to be more love. So, and on that note, let's just be kind to one another.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You ever heard the old saying, finders, keepers, losers, weepers?
Yes.
Well, this California woman did not want the people who lost their money to cry. So when she bought this sofa off of Craigslist, she returned the money she found inside the couch, $36,000 cash.
What the
fuck? Cash.
She's a better person than I am.
Automatic, I knew you were going to say that. The woman saw this sofa listed on Craigslist. In fact, it was just come by and pick it up and it's yours for free.
Oh, I love those deals.
Right? They're so great. She packed it up in a truck, you know, had her friends help her out, got home, went through, started cleaning the cushions. And yeah, she was looking for loose change. She found a loose 36K.
Dang, see, something about it, though. I don't know if those people selling that couch on Craigslist were aware that there's $36,000.
How could you not be aware that there's $36,000 in your couch?
They were not aware.
Which therefore makes me believe that it wasn't even theirs to begin with.
It was theirs, but obviously if you're rolling around with $36,000 in a couch, you're probably high. So they misplaced the money. Either way, Vicky returned it, and they were so grateful they gave her $1,000.
Hey, round of applause for Vicky. That's what's up, dude.
Good deeds, baby.
So have you guys heard about Freya the walrus?
No. What's up about Freya the walrus?
Well, she's slowly making her way around several ports in the Baltic Sea. Her favorite pastimes include sunbathing, seafood, and crushing boats.
Oh, nice.
Have you seen walruses? They look cute on Instagram, but they're huge.
So this walrus is going around the Baltic Sea, and if your boat is docked and it feels like sunbathing, it will literally throw its food up on top of your boat and then crush your boat. And Freya is becoming a legend within the Baltic Sea because she's crushing boats everywhere.
All in the pursuit of catching a vibe.
Catching a little sun rays, a little vitamin D.
I like to picture her bringing a little charcuterie board and a nice glass of wine before she sunbathes.
But Anthony, you should see the videos.
She's huge.
Big fat walrus. She climbs on and she's just laying there and the boat sinks. Kind of like Big Dana back in the day.
Well, somebody can get her an Egg McMuffin. Maybe this man traveling from Australia to Bali can. An Australia passenger was fined nearly $2,000 after he snuck two Egg McMuffins in his travel suitcase.
Yo. I get it. You can't get breakfast at Mickey D's everywhere.
And by the time you get to Bali, they're already hard.
So he got caught. Huh? He got busted in Bali.
Busted. The dog sniffed out these sausage McMuffins, dude.
He wanted to eat it.
You're supposed to be after drugs, not McMuffins.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
A$AP Rocky in the middle of a court case, and it looks like Rihanna's throwing her full support at him. I'll tell you how in just a few. First, Anthony, famous people's birthdays.
All right, we have actress Madison Bailey celebrating her birthday, and the one, the only Oprah Winfrey celebrating her birthday as well.
Love me some Oprah. Happy birthday, Oprah Winfrey. All right, so Rihanna's husband, we've learned they're married in court. A$AP Rocky is facing gun charges. This is a very serious accusation. I think it's up to 24 years in prison is what I read.
Dang.
Now, Rihanna is saying, I support my man, and she is supposed to appear in court with him. So we'll see. The thing that I think it's going to happen because she wants to support him. But I also think they're going to maybe not happen because it's going to be a circus.
Well, the court case is airing on television.
Right. I know 100%, which I'm going to watch.
But the other thing is he and Rihanna have two kids together, right?
Yeah, they have two kids together.
So, yeah, she doesn't want to be a single mom. She's going to go over there and show the support to show that jury, hey, I'm supporting my husband.
I don't think it's even about being a single mom. Come on, Rihanna is a billionaire. She loves this man, and she believes that he's innocent.
But I think that I've watched a lot of courtroom documentaries, and I feel like in the eyes of the jury, it's going to be important that his wife shows up. Dun, dun, dun.
I do too, because if your wife, who happens to be Rihanna, believes you and supports you, we love her. She's a good person. She donates so much money to different charities. They might, think, okay, maybe this is a good man.
I also saw during jury selection that they asked any of the jurors, are you a fan of Rihanna? And if they were, they threw them out.
You know, everybody on there lied because everybody is a fan of Rihanna.
They're like, I'm going to say I'm not just so I can see her. Maybe I'll get to meet her.
They lied.
Nobody asked if they're a fan of A$AP Rocky's music. That's kind of... You ain't going to mention that. That's wild.
They would have lost every juror. Sorry. I mean, he's good, but he's not Rihanna. All right. Your thoughts, 877-730-DCS1. Tap in.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
One of the biggest soda companies in the world is bringing back a classic from the 1900s. Damn, that was a long time ago. Automatic will tell us more about it in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
So Anthony, you were telling me in Automatic about this, the Chinese startup that released the AI app called DeepSeek.
Yes.
Now the number #1 downloaded app in the U.S. on Google Play and your Apple iStore, and it only cost $5 million to make. Now, $5 million sounds like a lot of money, but here's the thing. The American companies are saying we need hundreds of billions of dollars to do it. And China said, your folks are getting scammed. They're mad about TikTok.
Well, it was Chinese people, but it was all done open source. They just got a bunch of people to combine to create this brand new AI app that's supposed to be 50 times stronger than any other AI app that's out there.
And it is destroying, and this is like on a whole different topic here, the stock market right now, because now all these people here in the U.S., all these companies
that invested billions
are like, wait a minute, this took them 2 years and $5 million? What are we doing here? I think the American people are about to have a big wake-up call and understand that we are getting screwed by oligarchs. These billionaires. Man, automatic, that's a word y'all got to Google. All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
Coca-Cola is launching an orange cream soda.
So excited about this.
You are, like, Dana's like shaking over here. She's so excited. You're like a little chihuahua.
When is it dropping?
It's not dropping until February 10th. It's actually going to replace the discontinued spiced Coca-Cola from last year.
Which nobody wanted. Yeah. Nobody asked for.
That's the thing. It doesn't give me a lot of faith in this creamsicle because it's not even a creamsicle, orange cream, because of what went on with the spice Coke.
No, so let me paint a picture for you, Automatic, and you, Anthony A. You know, there's a creamsicle, which you talked about right now, is released a long time ago. It's orange and it's got that cream in it and it just has that wonderful taste. I imagine that's what this soda is going to taste like.
One of my homies, Gabe, I think you guys might know him as Fluffy, he introduced me.
Oh, God, that was a name drop like I've never heard. Okay, Anthony. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know if anybody knew him. You know, a lot of people know a lot of Gabe's. Anyway, he put me on to something that's amazing, Diet Sunkist. Now, if you love orange soda, Diet Sunkist, I'm telling you, if you ever see it out, I haven't really seen it too much, but if you see it out, stop and get it.
All right. You're right. Diet. It tastes just like OG Sunkist. My grandma used to love orange pop. She would call it orange soda. Oh my gosh. And it really is spot on. Now that we've had our fat moment, a National Day, Anthony A., what do we have?
Let's go kick it off with National Puzzle Day. All right. For my mom and everybody out there who loves puzzles. We also have the Chinese Lunar New Year kicks off today too. And this is the biggest celebration in the world with over 1 billion people celebrating it. And it is the year of the snake, which symbolizes wisdom and transformation.
Yeah, that's what Sirmati told us earlier this week. And she said also some calmness, which is what we need desperately. Come on with a calm. And then finally,
we're going to take it to San Antonio, Texas, where in 1945, a man invented a chip he called Fritos and he gave us corn chips. It's National Corn Chip Day,
which is very different than a fried tortilla. They are both made of corn, but a corn chip is a different texture and has a very different flavor. Fritos.
No, they're both corn chips because they're both come from corn.
No.
It's a corn tortilla that gets cut into four and then becomes a corn chip.
No, it's a tostada. And that's why tortilla isn't bread. They're both made from flour.
You might have got me there with like a technicality.
Don't go against a woman who just painted a picture of a creamsicle popsicle. Don't do that, dog. She knows what she's talking about when it comes
Big
to
Big Dana
snacks.
Knows what's up, all right?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Earlier today, we talked about how Automatic sent a weird video to his friend who happens to share my name. His friend's name is Dana. Obviously, I'm his wife. My name's Dana. And Anthony, you know things like this happen. But the thing is, he shared a video of a conspiracy theory, and now his friend won't talk to him.
Well, he talked to me. He just hit me back with a, oh.
Yeah, but you said you saw him last night, and he was just like, from a distance, like, hello. Because he thinks you're a conspiracy theorist now.
Well, he might think I'm a little bit of a weirdo at this point, but it's okay. Yeah. We're all a little weird. We all have our conspiracy theories.
I remember my stepdad used to say that conspiracy theory people used to wear tinfoil hats. I still don't know what that means, but...
So
might have to get your tinfoil hat, my guy.
So you're
the radiation can't get to your brain, Anthony.
So that the CIA can't penetrate your thoughts.
Oh, there it is. Okay, well, dang, man, I want to get a tinfoil hat now. My head's so big, bro. I'm going to need a whole wrap of tinfoil.
I was thinking about other conspiracies. I don't know if your stepdad ever talked to you about this one, Anthony, but there's actually people right now, and I'm not going to name any names, who play in sports, who sing music, that think the earth is flat.
They have taken back those comments.
Well, you shouldn't have put them in the front in the first place.
Yeah.
How about that? How do you not understand that the earth is round?
Yeah. How is there a horizon if the earth is flat?
It doesn't even matter. We know now. There are people way smarter than us that could explain this better than we are.
Well, I mean, some people don't think that we landed on the moon.
I'm one of those people who... I'm skeptic about Anthony, landing on the moon.
Why like, are you skeptical of us landing on the moon? We landed on the moon.
In 1969, there's no Wi-Fi. You know how I could tell people with no Wi-Fi that I landed on the moon? I'll just drive to West Texas and hop around like that if I wanted to. Or I'd hop around the desert and just tell people I'm on the moon. There was no way to tell if we really went there or not. And we haven't been back. That's crazy to me.
Why would you go back?
There's space stations up there. And it's like, yeah, it's like going to West Texas. There's no point.
You've been there, dog.
Maybe.
You have not been to the moon. Don't start any conspiracies. I think it's okay that we have fun conspiracies. Just don't get into those dangerous ones like the one Automatic sent to his friend.
Well, the one conspiracy that me and Automatic do align on is that Coca-Cola invented Santa Claus.
Not invented.
Oh.
But they popularized Santa Claus in order to sell sodas in the winter.
A lot of people don't know this, but Santa Claus, obviously real figure, we know this, but they turned it into a much more commercial kind of thing. And that's where we get the cute looking Santa in the red suit and the white fur, because those are the colors of Coca-Cola.
And Coca-Cola did a lot of PR for polar bears, because polar bears are not nice. And Coca-Cola pushed this whole agenda of my whole childhood. I thought these polar bears were friendly things that you could just walk up and like Winnie the Pooh vibes. But no, honestly, they're more like aggressive lions.
Polar bears will eat your face if you get in their way.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.